Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And again, welcome to the Sports Doctor, all things sports medicine, wellness, fitness. Again, the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We just had a feature article in the National Alliance of Youth Sports. Great organization. Matter of fact, their executive director will be joining me next week. So we're really excited about that. Quick shout out next week. Naperville, the half marathon and 5K, that fantastic event in Naperville, Illinois. Wishing everybody good success. Great doubleheader today. Dan Serino, RN, owner of Force Fitness, CrossFit instructor, is involved with this innovative rock steady boxing program for Parkinson's. He's returning back to the Sports Doctor, and then Forbes Riley. Forbes is one of TV and radio's leading infomercial gals. He's the creator of Spin Gym, member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So we're excited about her back. And then, of course, it's me and the Sports Doctors in segment and your emails. Dan Serino, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you back. Give us a little bit of quickie background regarding... you as a school nurse, fitness owner, facility. Fill us in.
Sure. Well, I've been a nurse for 25 years now and got involved in the fitness industry on a full-time basis about 12, 13 years ago. Started off working with just exclusively with youth hockey players and then evolved into working with adults. And got into CrossFit for a little while, and now we're still working with adults in here doing, you know, high-intensity training and circuit training, and now rock steady boxing for people with Parkinson's.
You know, it's interesting, Dan, is that you, as a school nurse, as a sports dad, heck, we had your son in orthotics as a great hockey player all through high school. Then you were doing a lot of his training, and you were always concerned about the safety in youth sports and youth training. It's glad to see that you've included that. How long have you been involved with the Pure Force Fitness, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. That we started probably about 6-7 years ago. So we kind of started transitioning away from just exclusively with youth hockey players and get more involved with the general public.
Yeah, tell us about this exciting program, this steady boxing for Parkinson's that you've been so excited about. Why don't you tell us what that's all about?
Sure. Well, Rock Steady Boxing is a boxing program exclusively for people that have Parkinson's disease. It started off in Indianapolis about 13 years ago, and it's evolved to the point where there's over 650 affiliates across the United States and some overseas as well. In fact, when I was taking training, there was a gentleman there from Tel Aviv, Israel, getting certified as an instructor. So it's grown quite a bit. It is very well accepted in the medical community, highly recommended by neurologists, and we're lucky to have the quality of movement disorder specialist in the Chicagoland area that comes with being a big metropolitan area. Both Rush and Northwestern have two big movement disorder clinics based downtown, and that is all-encompassing for people who have any type of movement disorder. So I would say probably 85 to 90% of the people that I work with are diagnosed at either Rush or Northwestern.
Yes, now everybody's familiar in some regard with Parkinson's, the instability, the balance challenges, mm-hmm. and when you think about it, the movement, the coordination, the different changing of directions, using your hands, arms, and shoulders makes a lot of sense physically when you're talking about a program that could be helpful. I'll bet you psychologically it's got to be fun and challenging for some of the participants at the same time on the mental side.
Yes, and that is true. And the main thing that you're working towards with people with Parkinson's is challenging them in all planes of movement, and that's what makes boxing such a great fit for it. Now, in addition to the boxing movements, we work on heavy bags, we do double-ended bags, we do speed bags, and have them concentrate on focus mitts as well. We do include other balance movements, strength movements, and mobility movements along with that. So the program that I run, we go for an hour, and they're moving the entire time.
Right. What's the website for that program in your facility, Dan?
That's rsbnaperville.com.
rsbnaperville.com. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back over 10 years, listen to radio shows, see what the topics were, see who the guests were. You can go over to newspaper articles and read about everything from your what's the best shoe for your son or daughter to the world of concussions and those challenges to one of my most famous articles, which is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. Again, we have a huge following on Twitter, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We have over 30,000 followers. We really produce a lot of great educational content. And, of course, the cutie pie title of the book, hashtag #HeySportsBears, is so you can go over and follow us on Twitter and get some consistent information regarding this incredible topic of the challenge of youth sports, whether it's on the physical side with the epidemic of overuse injuries, or whether we're talking the mental side with the pressure and the overdoing it, et cetera, et cetera. It's definitely a big, big area. Talking with Dan Serino, again, it's a registered nurse, Dan. Again, you had that medical background, of course, which makes such a difference regardless of the type of whether it's high-performance athlete or whether it's, again, medically challenged. Ironically, some of the balance and stability work that we would see with some of the best athletes in the world at a little bit lower extent is many times effective and helpful for something like Parkinson's. Again, where you're talking balance, movement, stability, motion, you get those similarities?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's at the core level of everybody when you start doing it. Parkinson's, what it is, it's a neurodegenerative disease. So in layman's term, it's a nerve issues in the brain that degenerate. So by the time somebody is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, they've lost 60 to 80% of the functioning neurons in their brain. So those neurons die off, they never come back. So what that happens is that decreases the amount of dopamine that's in their body, so their muscles can't fire. So the first thing that's going to go is balance and coordination. And with Parkinson's, you see a range of symptoms with every person. There's no two people that walk in with the same symptoms. But the common denominator for most of them is either tremors or balance issues is what it really comes down to. So what we try to do is get them to stimulate the brain at a high intensity of exercise. So what that does is that protects the existing neurons in their brain to keep them from dying off faster. It doesn't stop the disease process, but it does slow it down.
It's helpful.
Oh, it's very, very helpful.
Isn't it amazing, Dan, how every time we turn around, is another condition or malady that exercise is a positive weapon for.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't that long ago that general medicine didn't know how to spell the word exercise. You know, does that have one X or two in it?
Yeah.
And I think that it's great to see. What are the ages that you see that get referred to you? I would imagine we're talking some older individuals, but not
correct.
Necessarily.
Yes, it's not. It's not. On average, the diagnosis age is around 60 years old. Now, having said that, I had a gentleman that walked in this morning that was 57, and he was diagnosed 8 years ago. So he was diagnosed in his late 40s, early 50s. And there's a gentleman right in our hometown here in Bolingbrook, Jimmy Choi. He was diagnosed in his early 20s.
So, really? Is this a male-oriented? It seems to me, I know it doesn't totally male, but is it overwhelmingly male?
It's more predominant than men and women, but that gap is closing as time goes on. One of the main contributors they feel is that leads to Parkinson's is environmental chemicals and pesticides.
What else is new?
Yeah, the workplace that have worked around, petrol, chemicals, welding, stuff like that. But then again, you sit there and you talk to somebody and that, I've never been around any of that my entire life. But there is a high correlation to environmental pesticides, workplace chemicals to Parkinson's disease.
Now, weren't you also, Dan, involved with this incredibly popular world of CrossFit for a while?
Yes.
What'd you think of that?
To be quite honest with you, I've been doing that style of training with the guys for probably 15 years before I even knew what CrossFit was. It's a very good program. It's very intense, but it's not for everybody.
No, it's a little overkill sometimes. Now, again, you were one of the first medical people. You and I go back, gosh, it's got to be 15 years or maybe longer than that. You were one of the first medical people who paid big attention to technique in strength training for youngsters. I remember, we both used to talk about this, just no supervision out there as all of these kids were overdoing it. And, when you watch CrossFit competition, I would say to myself, I didn't think that any of these female athletes could do what some of the things they could do, but I thought it was also overkill times 10. I think you put it very well when you said it's not for everybody.
Yeah, it's not. And again, when you're watching that stuff on television, that's your professional athletes out there doing it. Those folks are training 2 to 3 times a day. It's a full-time job. They have nutritionists working with them and everything, but the average person coming into a gym is not doing what you see them doing on the television, that's for sure.
No. Matter of fact, even again, I would think some of it's almost superhuman when we would watch that. And I've been around some of the best in the world, both male and female, and I would really see, a gal going across the monkey bars at 100 miles an hour and then doing squats and cleans. And it really is a crazy combination of stuff. But like you said, you're watching the superstars. How is the mixing in of a program like your Steady Boxing for Parkinson's? And what's that website again, Dan?
That would be rsbnaperville.com. So Rock Steady Boxing, rsbnaperville.com.
Okay. And the like you said, it's a 600 different locations.
Yep.
I mean, like, wow. So I would imagine, again, podiatry, I'm sports podiatry, the best shoe, proper orthotics, strengthening the feet and ankles have always been part of the balance and movement challenge, whether we're dealing with CP children or Parkinson, senior citizens. So those kinds of together teams, and I would imagine when you're talking about some of the medical supervision that you've had, I would imagine, again, that there's a lot of positive vibes where you're talking about working with some of these institutions who, after all, they're the ones who see the patients initially.
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, I have to admit that probably 90% of the people that walk through my door are referred to me from the neurologist from either Rush or Northwestern. right on their prescription pad when they walk through the door.
Yeah. I know you have general training and general fitness at your facility.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how do the special needs patients mix in your experience with people who are working out or doing other kinds of problems? I've heard that they mix in very, very well. What's been your impression?
Very welcoming on both ends. They don't participate in the same classes, but they're here training at the same time, a vast majority of the time. And they speak to each other before, after, during classes. They, coach each other on, and it's a good fit. I have a good group of people that come in here not participating in the Parkinson's program that are very welcoming and very kind to the folks that are participating.
I'll tell you, it's a fantastic program, and again, a real commendation to you taking this on and participating. I was so excited when I heard about what you were doing. Again, Dan Serino, RN. And again, Dan, give me the website one more time before we switch out, and then I'll let you hold on. Give us the website again, please.
Sure, that's rsbnaperville.com.
All right, Dan Serino, hold on for me. Everybody, we're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I'm excited to have Forbes Riley back on the show. Forbes is a speaker, an entrepreneur. For years, she was partnered with the famous, I should rest in peace, Jack LaLanne with the juicer infomercials. She's involved in so many things. Years ago, she was on the Sports Doctor talking at the time about her new spin gym, which has also become a dramatic product. Miss Forbes Riley, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, hello. Can you believe that would have been 9 years ago we launched our spin gym, right?
I was going to say, give it take a few weeks when we have crossed paths. And I thought that you could just give us a little bit of inclusion of some of the things that you're excited about now, but focus on the famous spin gym and your world of fitness.
Well, actually, I will start with the fact that I have two new TV series launching. I've got one with Shark Tank's Kevin Harrington called America's Real Deal about inventions, because, you know, not only doing my own spin gym, but I love supporting people and their amazing ideas in fitness and out of. And even as an actress, I have a new TV series launching on Amazon called Transcend, where I play a demon. I know that's not far stretched, but I have a blast doing that, right? So that's very, very exciting for me. And then I'm speaking all around the world. I'm actually doing these amazing classes, which are more emotional breakthroughs called Forbes Factor. And I encourage everyone who's interested or curious just to come visit me on Facebook. Spin Gym has been the most amazing thing ever in my life. I will tell you, I pushed my chips in. Yeah, and they say as an entrepreneur, you really cannot have a plan B. I found after selling a lot of different fitness products on television with Body by Jake and involved in infomercials for decades, I'm now, by the way, the longest, most successful female infomercial host of all time, because infomercials are going away. I've done 180 of them now. I got six running right now, one from Stem Cells. Spin Gym is running. I've got a new CBD coming out. I got to tell you, talk about on fire.
The woman is everywhere. Again, the in some instances, again, and it's a wonderful accolade, we're talking about the female Tony Robbins, the famous Forbes Riley, who truly has sold over $2 billion, with a B, dollars worth of products in the world of infomercials. So, again, you really have branched out, again, into all other areas. That's why I sent you my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and that's why I told you about something like the Sand Dune Stepper, some of these different pieces of equipment. The Spin Gym, again, a centrifugal force, a simple yet profound piece of equipment where you can work virtually any part of the body very, very simply, very effectively. And I think, again, you spoke about that on my show. I thought it was 2011, something like that, but
it may have been. Let me tell you something. You need to look up Spin Gym if you're not sure what we're talking about, because we are now in corporate wellness programs. I have major athletes. I've got people in wheelchairs. There's not a single product. This is an under $40 affordable product that is fun. You know what we're now doing? In business seminars, we're Spin Gymming. We do Zoom calls. At the end of every Zoom call for 3 minutes for one song, we do this. And yesterday in my TV studio here in Tampa, Florida, I had a couple of karate kids come over. And if you go to my Facebook, you'll see them break 10 concrete boards, literally concrete cinder block things, holding a spin gym in their hand. It's like, oh, my gosh, I think we've arrived.
What's your website for people to find out the most information about most of the things you do?
Come to spingym.com. It will take you to my shopping platform. And, of course, go find me on Facebook. I got to tell you, Love, I have 1.5 million Facebook fans, and I post all the time just to stay in contact and connection. We're building communities, and I got to tell you, Bob, the best thing that I've done is to stop playing small. I decided to reach out and do a couple things that I wasn't comfortable with. One of those was asking for help, and you've been great about that, finding mentors, associating with people who are doing what I want to be doing, and stop suffering. For me, I suffered with my weight for so many years. I suffered being ugly and had my own sense of poor self-esteem. And when I finally, through support, got over that and said, look, let me look down at this body, look in the mirror. You know what? I don't care if I have a little stretch marks from giving birth to my twins or I'm not as tall or as thin as I want to be. This is amazing and I'm enough. And I get people around the world to make that shift in themselves. And their mindset is pretty much what it is.
Big shift.
And it changes everything.
This is a topic that we've talked about on the Sports Doctor that I have for 3 decades of radio work. The mental game, the mental side of things, again, whether you are coming back from an injury, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you are. Last week I had a guest, Forbes, who wrote a book called Fat Lash. She grew up as one of these young toddler beauty pageant kids whose mother had her on like 400 or 500 calories a day and some of this other craziness stuff. So it's amazing. Again, you know, Forbes Riley is truly a beautiful woman. And sometimes, again, like you said, we all grow up with these images and these self-images challenges. And you're, again, your phrase that you've decided to go big is kind of says it all. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go to radio shows, you go back X amount of years. Forbes has been on 3-4 times. You'll catch her. Go back over 10 years in radio shows. If you go over to newspaper articles, just had a feature guest editorial in Lower Extremity Review about
nice.
Our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We're all aware of the sports parents and the whole crazy, wacky world of youth sports. And again, we're very active on Twitter. We have a lot of great information, 30, 40,000 followers. That was one of the cutie pie ideas of naming the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, so you could check things out. I'm excited. We're talking to Forbes Riley, truly one of the champions of the beginning of the world. I remember watching Forbes with Jack LaLanne, he should rest in peace, with the juicer, and then I would see her talking about stem cells. And then I would see her talking about the spin gym, our old friend John Abdu with the Abduer. Again, if you go back on a couple of years worth of radio shows, you'll hear Forbes and John Abdu on the same show when I was able to lasso them. And again, you're involved with these guys in Shark Tank. That's got to be a wild combination, I would think.
Well, it definitely helps. You know, I'm also going to share with you, I just spent 2 weekends at Elaine LaLanne's house. With a beautiful 93-year-old woman. She lost Jack 7 years ago, and I got to tell you, she got a new book coming out. I wrote the foreword for it. She's on fire, and it reminds me that whatever age you are, how important it is to live your best life possible. And then for me, the other big news is that I'm in love, and I found somebody who's
actually the
world fitness champion on his way to go for Mr. Universe. And, Bob, it's up my health and nutrition. He's decided to become a vegetarian since meeting me. And he looks like that with that much muscle and 2% body fat, eating salads and steamed vegetables.
Yes. Ask him if he remembers Bob Guida, the famous sports therapist. Bob was Mr. America, Mr. Universe in the 60s. He's been a colleague of mine for like 40 years. Yes, I watched that with you. And I figured you'd probably, you guys would be able to share notes on various things. And even a guy like him, the super fit bodybuilder, I watched him playing around with the spin gym, and it really worked him, didn't it?
Okay, let me get real about that. Yes, he used, and that's how we met, by the way, on a fitness shoot for spin gym. So when I tell you I got everything I wanted from that, not only did I get fame and fortune, but I got the love of my life because he came in as a fitness model for my product. But yes, he will do it, and he will tell you when he warms up with it. You'll never get big muscles like him, but you will burn fat and calories. And he, like his other fitness competitors, they use it to warm up with.
Yes. You know, you're really working a whole different range of motion, you know, and of course, what's interesting, again, is that when we're talking about sometimes the mental side of things, the physical side of things, it's a very, very big deal. You know, Elaine LaLanne, I met her at the National Fitness Hall of Fame meeting. She did a couple of push-ups. I think she was 91 and a half then before she gave her speech, a little talk, and she was a dynamic, I can't believe it's 7 years. Of course, you know, Jack LaLanne used to be on black and white television when he wasn't towing the Queen Mary with his teeth swimming.
He was a
revolutionary individual like other members, National Fitness Hall of Fame, who were real, real pioneers, you know, in that area. And the what are some of your new? So you've got your own studio now in Florida.
I have my own television studio. I just released a book that hit number one on Amazon called Verdition with a V, The Art of Virtual Auditioning. And so if you're in the sound of my voice, you know, one of the things that Bob and I have both done is to create radio shows, TV shows. And the thing I think that most people don't realize is to get famous doesn't usually happen by accident. Not everybody gets discovered and they star in the movie Titanic and the next, well, you in today's day and age, you can create your own shows, your own Facebook Lives. If you've got something to share, your expertise, whatever it is, I'm going to urge you to uncover the secrets about how to do that. And so Verdition, this book that I created, is a little bit of how to take that into your own hands, how to brand yourself, master your message. And again, it's on Amazon, and I'm very excited about that.
What's the title of that book?
It's called Verdition. See, I spent most of my life auditioning, to audition for movies and television, but now you Verdition. You virtually can create your own YouTube channel and success. You can be
a very creative title
on Instagram. I got people who got, you've never heard of them. They have 10 million followers.
That's a very interesting title.
Thank you.
Audition on the left, and then with the whole virtual world. But you've been an expert in this ability of giving a message, of being a spokesperson for a long, long time. And is that a true fact? Was I right that I said that you've sold over $2 billion in commercials?
Well, that, and you see me on Home Shopping and travel around the world. There is a lot. When you can touch a million people and they buy something for a dollar, you've made $1 million.
Amazing. You know, we're going to talk more about all of that and some of your philosophies in the world of fitness and nutrition when we come back. Again, speaking with Forbes Riley. We will be right back, everybody, to Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme's disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm talking to Forbes Riley. Gosh, I hope our 10 million followers are listening in, you know, in one area or another against Forbes, just a world-class entrepreneur. She's an inventor. She's a speaker. And she has really, really forged the way in so many areas, the importance of nutrition. One of the first people to pay big attention to the whole world of juicing and the whole world of nutrition. What excites you now, Forbes, in your, fitness and nutrition side of things?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, let me start with my kids. You're talking about kids. I have two 15-year-olds, boy and a girl, who are turning 16 on December 4th. My son, at 6'3" and 140 pounds, is the star quarterback of his football team. Got to tell you, it's pretty exciting. about 2,000 kids in his school, and I don't know, I didn't even know he could play football before his freshman year. He's now a sophomore. And, wow, to watch him, you know, rush 70 yards with a football in his hand the other day, I'm like, oh, can you do the Tom Brady thing and just throw it quickly? Get away from those people who can hit you.
I know. I hear you, Ma. I hear you with that, Ma. Really.
Well, let me tell you something. See, his dad was a linebacker. His dad was a full Notre Dame ride from 82 to 87 playing for Holtz and Faust. My guy is
your daughter an athlete? Is your daughter an athlete?
Well, here's the funny thing about McKenna. So she just did diving this year. She is a beautiful volleyball player and basketball player, but she is an internet marketing genius. So she is teaching adults. Yes. She has got a whole new career. She saved
She's
my
got
company
those
many
genes?
Years ago.
Yes. Well, first she of all, tell your son if he wants to be two steps quicker, then you want to include orthotics in his shoes, and you want to pay big attention to strengthening the feet and ankles, to say the least.
All right.
And again, the world of volleyball, I've been working with them. Gosh, you work with the Olympic team. Matter of fact, Sharkey Zartman, my co-author of the book, played for the national team in the late 70s. Some of the best young women athletes I've ever seen of volleyball players, with all that jumping and all of that pounding. So you're a sports mom. Hashtag Hey Forbes Riley.
There you go. Hashtag Hey Forbes Riley. I love it. I really am. I'm in the stands rooting and cheering, and it's crazy, and I love it. And so that's been a big thing for me. And now it is online training. I have a book and a coaching program called The Eat Journal, because I think the word diet is not about suffering or calorie counting. But if you write it down the long way, D-I-E-T could become decisions I eat today. And I will tell you, and I have this, it's a 140-page full-color book. You write down what you eat on one side. If you bite it, write it. On the other side of the page, you do a 5-minute happiness exercise. You do that for 42 days. People lose an average of 30 pounds with no diet and basically no exercise other than spin gym. Don't you want to know how that happens?
I tell you, you never run out of slogans. You're amazing. And the thing is, it's funny, that you can't watch TV for 2 minutes if there's not a diet commercial on, then there's a drug commercial on this constant. One of the most important chapters in my book is youth, sports, and drugs. This is a real, real, real big problem, but the diet industry is gigantic. So D-I-E-T, what does it stand for again?
Decisions I Eat Today.
Ah.
And so here's the crazy thing. Bob, I'm going to share this with you and your listeners because it's been profound. You know the difference between a brownie and a piece of lettuce. The journal is actually called a journal for what you eat and for what's eating you. And if you all of a sudden have to give one rule, if you bite it, write it. If you told me, Bob, that you want to lose 15 pounds by the end of the year, and if you have to write down that you ate a chocolate brownie, well, one of two things is happening. You're either lying to yourself that you really want to lose the weight, or you're going to not write it down, and then you're lying to yourself because you don't want to be honest. That shift is profound because you don't need a diet. What you need is your own little accountability meter in your head going, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I need to really do this. And if I can't do it on my own, I can get an accountability partner who will help me. And that's what this program is about. The real issue why people are overweight and struggling, it's not that they don't know that potato chips are bad. It's why are you eating it? What is it about? And how hard is it when you realize that maybe you don't want to eat it? Do emotions come up? Do you feel lonely or sad?
It's a big deal.
Deal with that for a while.
It's a big deal. I had a month ago a gal, her daughter's a top figure skater. As you know, I've been putting orthotics in figure skater skates for all these years. My poster boy was the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, grew up here, Evan Lysacek. And I had Melissa Walden as a therapist, but she specializes in eating disorders. I've spoken about on my show for over 20 years about childhood obesity. It's a monster in the room, and so much of it is now we're finally realizing and paying attention to terms like mindfulness, terms like mind-body connection. You've always had, in everything you do, you've always had a tremendous attitude side, and it sounds like you're really, in a real mental point of view, and that's really what you're saying with this. So people can become your partner, and you could help guide them?
You actually go to myeatjournal.com. I think it's actually, I think it's myeatjournalwithforbes.com. I think I had to just change it. And it is this beautiful online course. I instruct everything. There's videos. There's support. You know what? Actually, can I make it even better? How about I give you guys a couple of weeks free? If you go to freeandfunweightloss.com. Free and Fun Weight Loss, I'm going to let you in and get this program for 2 weeks free.
Okay, free. Now, the best the best website to find out about all of your different sites that would be able to, people could look at Spin Gym, or they could look at your other programs, your book. What's the best site to go to?
Well, you can just go to Shop Forbes Riley. All things Forbes Riley. Come shop me. Shop
okay.
Forbes Riley. One-stop shop.
On so many different platforms. Tell us a little bit about your radio show.
Well, it's called The Forbes Factor, and it focuses on health, wealth, and happiness. Because for me, sad that Paul Allen just died a couple of days ago. He was worth
terrible.
$20 billion. That's more than some small countries have. He was gone at 65 years old. That's not that far away from many of us. And so you've got to find your personal balance between health and wealth. Don't be struggling anymore in either arena. Life is way too short. And that's what this is about. And I'll tell you what, when you do find happiness, everything else just doesn't quite matter as much. Your health gets better. You smile more. Your wealth is more about your emotional bank account than your financial bank account. How do we get happy? We're nicer to each other. I love that. That's what I love about you. You're always so freaking positive and fun to be around. Take out the negativity. Say delete, like Facebook says, people who don't work for you in your life.
I'm telling you, flattery will get you everywhere. You know, right. But again, it's such a huge component. Again, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you are, you know, trying to stay on your fitness program, whether you're trying to make some sort of a shift, like you're talking about, paying attention to some other area of your life, there's just no downplaying the mental side of things. And it's a lot easier said than done. There's no doubt about it, but it's great to hear people like yourself who are really stressing this whole concern. And when you're mentioning again the like that twinkle in your eye where you mentioned the word happiness, you know what I mean?
I will tell you also another thing, two things. One, when you give more than you get more than you ever imagined. That was not how I was raised. And two, if life happens for you, not to you, then any bad tragedy you can make work for you. And I don't care what it is. I just lost a very dear friend in a car accident a couple of days ago. And and if you don't focus on that things happen for you to remind you that life is short, to remember that dreams are fleeting, otherwise you get very sad. And I don't think that that's what we're here to be.
You know, with all of these different vehicles and disciplines, you're on the radio, you're so much involved with the social media. Again, you're very, very involved again with TV. And what's your fave?
Say again?
What's your favorite avenue? I know you're very, very well excited. You become a social media champion. But between television and radio, and what's been your favorite?
Let me share something with you. Anytime the camera is pointed towards me, it's a good day. It is an opportunity. I don't differentiate between a social Facebook Live and a major television broadcast. When you get to communicate with the world through a lens, I just taught a class called Crush It on Camera. How do you communicate through this medium? How do you inspire somebody with your voice?
Give me the freebie. Because, again, I'm going to tell you to hold on for a second, two, four. But give me the freebie website. People maybe can get a couple of weeks of your program for free.
Come to Free and Fun Weight Loss. Two words you don't think about with weight loss. Free and fun.
Hold on, Forbes. Everybody, I'm going to be right back with the Sports Doctors in segment. It's the Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Moress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Moress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment, located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920 922 5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and it's the Sports Doctors In segment where we do a little bit of highlights with shows coming up the next couple of weeks. We answer some emails. I just really always enjoy having Forbes Riley as a guest. This woman is just dynamite. She is everywhere, every medium, and has really been such a trendsetter. I'm hoping she shares our show with her 10 million followers. Really, I'll have to send her a reminder. We got a lot of great shows coming up. Next week, we're really going to focus on the young youth athlete. We got John Eng. John is the executive director of the National Alliance of Youth Sports. They just featured one of the chapters in the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, on choosing the best shoe for your son or daughter. And then Wade Floyd, the creator of the innovative Coach Tube, a whole area, again, of the importance of what it takes to be a great coach. The following week, we're going across the pond. We've got William Pullen and Runner's Therapy. He's a psychologist, and running is a big part of his therapy. Very, very interesting. And then Lisa Garr, the author of Becoming Aware, a great athlete herself, overcame a brain injury. Fantastic story with Lisa will be returning. Let's hit a couple of emails. Let's see here. Jerry says, my 14-year-old son plays serious tennis. He's been playing for over 5 years. He plays every day, and he continues to have problems with his knees. We've seen orthopedists. There's nothing structurally wrong. What you want to do, Jerry, is see podiatry. You want to pay big attention to foot mechanics. Sometimes that's included, regardless of the doctor you see, and a lot of times it's omitted, especially if your son doesn't have foot discomfort. I've been putting orthotics in great tennis players' shoes for decades and decades, going back to John McEnroe and Tracy Austin, if tennis fans can remember them. I have a lot of state champions, and half the tennis players I've seen over the years, it's knee trouble. The foot affects all areas of the body. Often, excessive torque is instigated to the knees from flat feet, pronated feet, whether your son, again, has high arches, whether he's bow-legged, whether he's a little knock-kneed, whether he's got leg length differences. See sports podiatry. Is he in the right shoe? So you really want to pay attention to those factors. But he is a typical story when we're talking about the value of orthotics. And by the way, he'll be a step or two quicker. Tom says, you know, I'm a runner and I've had persistent plantar fasciitis. What are some of the treatment options? You don't mention your age, Tom. Plantar fasciitis is one of the most common problems I see in active people. It's an inflammation, soreness of the plantar fascia, which attaches from the toes to the heel. So it could be arch-related, and it's very, very commonly heel, bottom of the heel-related. Sometimes there's a heel spur as we get a little bit older. That's a result of constant traction and pulling. Most successful treatment is conservative, Tom. Physical therapy, make sure you're in the right shoe. Orthotics are a huge part of proper support, controlling abnormal motion. So you want to see podiatry, and you want to be able to look seriously at those factors. Any doctor who tells you you got to look at surgery, I would change doctors. Rarely is a surgical problem. Almost always, this is a conservative one, which involves the proper support, positioning, and alignment of the foot, a la orthotic, then physical therapy, healing, strengthening. That's what you want to look at. And you might also want to be a walker for a month or two while you calm this down and get a handle on it. On occasion, plantar fasciitis is very resistant. It's a real bear. You just want to be as proactive as you can. Patty says, my daughter's a figure skater. She's had discomfort in her feet for a long time. She's 13 years old. She's already doing double jumps. Patty, I've been putting orthotics in figure skaters' skates for 35 years. And there's two very, very exciting parts of that. One, it is very effective when properly done to calm down foot ankle discomfort. You want to make sure that you're dealing with a very knowledgeable boot fitter, whoever fit your daughter for her boots, you know, what style should be in. Is she in custom boots? What about blade placement? But you really want to take a look at sports podiatry, orthotics. The other exciting part is they can make a big difference in skating, balance, and stability. I've never had a coach in 35 years in skating call me up and say, you know, Dr. Wild, you slowed the kid up. Almost always they say, you know, they're doing things they couldn't do before. Better edging, better propulsion, better stability because of the proper alignment of the foot. So see podiatry and see what's going on regarding her foot symptoms, whether it's boot-related or whether it is her foot mechanics. Rick says, my mom is an active walker. How important are good shoes? It's key, Rick. You want to make sure your mom is fitted properly. You want to make sure that both feet are fitted. You want to make sure she's in a quality. There's a lot of great brands. I'm a big New Balance fan, especially for women's feet because they're width size. But Nike, Reebok, Adidas, a lot of good brands. But you want to make sure she's fit properly. Is she in a neutral shoe? Does she need motion control? Should she be somebody who should be seeing podiatry to be able to help her make these kinds of decisions? Almost always makes good sense when it comes to, there is no best shoe. I wrote a book a million years ago about choosing the best shoe, and the cover was the collage of about 20 brands, and that told the story. Paul, if we have time, says, my son is 10 years old. He plays travel. What do you think about cleats? If he's got any kind of heel problem, stay away from cleats. Be in a multi-purpose shoe. That's what you want to pay attention to. There's a growth center on the bottom of the heel, and cleats can aggravate it in young children. So pay attention. Everybody, thanks so much for listening. Check us out next week, another edition of The Sports Doctor. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents.